Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Right, let's take a look at this strange, this new law that has, that is on the table. The Department of Justice and Correctional Services has published a draft unlawful entering on the premises bill for public comment. The bill, if enacted, will fully repeal the Trespass Act of 1959 and establish new laws prohibiting unlawful entry on premises in South Africa. We wanted to get a bit of more of an understanding as to what this actually means. Rob Hutchinson, Managing Director of Dear South Africa. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Very well. And yourself, Howard?
I am well, thank you. So tell me about this. Tell us about this new law.
Yeah, it's creating quite a bit of confusion in the public space, I must say. There are certain pieces in it that are quite vague. If you look at the bill as a whole, it's probably a good thing that they've introduced it, as the laws were quite colonial, as they put it in their words, being drafted originally in 1959 does have some issues, as a lot of bills in South Africa and law does. But this one is a bit contentious in that it seems to allow people to enter into your property where you are faced with the onus of telling that they are there unlawfully, but you cannot take action against them. You are then compelled to phone the local police station and then get the police to remove them, which is, I'm not so sure if that's a great idea in South Africa, given the history of our police.
Yeah, because you can wait 4 days until they actually get there to do that.
Yes.
And then, so that's probably not a good idea.
It could be a bit of a problem,
what is the primary basis for the objection to this bill?
That would be the primary basis. It is quite vague in most of its clauses. It's not a very long bill. I think it's maybe one page or two pages in total, which should be quite simple, yet it is incredibly vague. They use quite confusing language, doesn't quite make sense, and it can be interpreted in many ways, which is never good thing for a law or a piece of legislation, because it can be interpreted that many ways in a defense in against prosecution. Now, that's another issue that does raise here. They put defense clauses in here, and if the perpetrator or the intruder, sorry, should I say so-called intruder, does jump in on your property and they feel they have a legitimate reason to do so, in other words, they feel that they own the property, or they have the title to the property, or several other reasons that they've mentioned, then they can actually intrude onto your property, which, again, is open to major interpretation. Could this be another part of expropriation without compensation?
Wow.
Or could this promote land grabs? We don't know. I think that is the main issue we're getting back, and main feedback that we are receiving from the public.
Yeah, because if somebody comes into your property and says, actually, you know, I believe I've got a legitimate claim to it, you certainly don't want to get into a legal battle with them until you can remove them from your property, surely.
Exactly. And you can't remove them from your property according to this law. If they feel they have a right to be there, they have a right to be there until you call the police and the police can sort it out. Further problems, I'd say.
I love how feelings are becoming part of the law now.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting? It's actually pretty clear, factually based. Do you own the property, and do you have a right? If you don't own the property, what right do you have to be there? It's not what you feel. It's certainly nothing about your feelings.
Exactly. The law should be written in exactly that way. Feelings can be interpreted, and my feelings can change at a later stage. But, here we have this.
And the feeling, your feelings don't necessarily need to be legitimate. You can have feelings, that's great, but, that old saying that, you know, my right to swing my arms ends at your nose. So I can do whatever I want, but the minute I'm starting to interfere with your nose, then I need to be curtailed, because we live in a society. We'll have complete lawlessness if anybody decides, I feel like I should have a right to that property. So what is the, I mean, they've obviously opened this up for comment.
Yes. They have. It's available on our website at dsafrica.co.za. And we've had fantastic response already on it. So there's already almost 3,000 people who have had their say. There's several great videos that are doing the rounds on social media, and this seems to have kicked up, and rightfully so, quite a bit of public interest on this. So I would encourage people to have their say. Each comment will be sent through to government, and we'll collate them as well, and then make sure this bill is properly laid out in a way that everyone can understand.
Do you think this is intentional, or do you think it's just sloppy draftsmanship?
I think probably a bit of both. You know, when these laws are drafted, and this one was drafted by the Safety or Justice Security Committee in Parliament, you've got to look at who the players are within that. And there are members from all political parties, from the EFF to the DA to ANC and others. And obviously, ideology is going to creep into both, as it has here. However, it is incredibly sloppily put together. So definitely a bit of both there, Howard.
All right. And if anybody wants to voice their view, how do they go about and do that?
Again, on dearsouthafrica.co.za, have your say there, and your comments will be sent right through to the government and to the committee.
Rob Hutchinson, Managing Director at Dear South Africa, talking to us about this Trespass Amendment Bill. What does it mean for ordinary people?